I want to point out what was right about this, okay?
Well, Phil, I would hope so, because an awful lot of good hard work went into this.
I don't want you to think that I'm just here to talk about this memorandum from the South Garden family, but it says here, basically $300,000 for the Western Estates Charities. I know you had the L.A. Times out. We saw the...
Yeah, Phil, we were very proud of that. It was a two-color pictorial in the Sunday edition of the Daily News as well. What we're really talking about here is living in a gated community, understanding private property, and what it means, especially when you work as hard as I do and as hard as my husband does.
All right, now there is a memorandum adopted at your homeowners association meeting today that has to do with what happened following the summer-tacular that ended Saturday night.
The woman who wrote this memo, Phil, Karen Southgarden, and her husband Paul made a motion, which I won't even dignify as to the language.
Well, what they're claiming...
Well, here's what they're claiming. That my husband did not have the right to make a statement of support for me after all that I've done. And I asked her at the meeting, are you for real? Because...
All right, now the summer... Hold on. The summer-tacular...
Really, Phil, I really want to know if this woman is for real, if she's kidding.
All right, but the summer-tacular ended this past Saturday night.
Yes, it ended at 10 o'clock. We had our rollout summer swimwear fashion show. We did raise around $300,000 for our charities.
It was a real triumph, Mr. Henry.
It was really a triumph for all of us, Phil. Steve's here.
Hi, Steve, how you doing?
I'm real good.
We were exhausted, so we decided to go into the jacuzzi over at the Magnolia Phase pool. And I said to Steve, you know what, I'm going to have a margarita. And he said, well, I'm going to have a margarita too. So we had a margarita. Karen Southgarden came by with her husband, and they were trying to act like they were being gracious. And you have to understand, this is a woman who's completely jealous of the fact that I'm the Homeowners Association president, that I chaired the Summertacular, that I made it the success that it is. You really have to understand the politics.
Really about politics.
You really, Phil...
All right, so this woman was politically opposed to you.
Yes, because she'd put up a fight for the HOA for a long time. So Steve said to her, and I didn't approve it, he said, I think the difference between you and Bobby is pretty evident, and he pulled my top off.
Oh, man.
But let's hold on for a minute. Here you have this woman and her plans to take over the Homeowners Association. No real sense of style. No idea what she's doing. Steve had had an awful lot of problems with the topiary that he had sculpted for me back in the spring. He was called every name in the book. He was called obscene.
This was a topiary that your husband had made...
Well, let me...
It was a topiary in honor of my wife, Mr. Henry.
I understand that, sir, but was it not a topiary showing her breasts?
It was a topiary honoring a husband's love of his wife physically as well as spiritually. And
well, you had just had breast enhancement or something. Am I right?
The point that I'm trying to make here, Phil...
Well, that was it, though, right?
Yes, that's it. But the point that I'm trying to make is this. Steve, because he'd had a couple of margaritas, was backing me up against this woman and made this statement. Now, let me tell you something. It isn't really so much about what Steve did, pulling my top off or not pulling my top off. The fact is that it's private property, that because I'm the Homeowners Association president, the entire area, the community itself, is in essence private property for me. Now, she got up at her Homeowners Association...
All right, just so I'm clear and so my listeners are clear. You feel that as a Homeowners Association president, you have the right to have to show your breasts?
No, I didn't say that. I would never do that. My husband pulled my top off. He'd had a couple of margaritas. But he was doing it as a way of saying...
You know, saying, what do you think you got to look at she's got?
This was a statement of power?
Yes, to say to this woman, you're going to take over the Homeowners Association president. You think you're going to take over the presidency of the Homeowners Association. And then he, you know, as boys will do, he said, well, take a look at these. Now, I'm going to tell you something. She's got no sense of style. She is very flat-chested. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. I said to her, you can bring up any memorandum you want. Have you ever heard of the president being immune to prosecution? It's in the Constitution of the United States. Well, my God, that stopped her dead in her tracks. She didn't know what to say.
And then she brings it up at the meeting.
Then she turns around and brings it up at the meeting. See, that's what I don't get.
Do you think that you are immune to a resident's complaint that you're topless in a jacuzzi because you are the Homeowners Association president? That's all I want.
You're asking me for a straight yes or no?
Yes.
Technically, yes, we are. But I don't like her saying it in such a way that we meant this in a prurient way. We did not. It was playful. My husband had had a margarita, and he was very proud of his wife that night.
So you are saying you are immune to any complaints because you're the Homeowners Association president?
Well, you're taking it out of context.
You're taking it out of context, but essentially, yes, we are. Given the fact that how hard I've worked, given the fact that I haven't had any sleep, literally, since Thursday night. I've been up since Thursday night. Okay? Taking down the bunting, taking down all of the decorations. And I know that, you know, I'm going to get the same naysayers as I always get. People who say, I don't have the right. You know something? When you raise $300,000 for a charity, tell you what, you can go on the Phil Hendry Show and talk about it.
That's the whole point, Mr. Hendry.
All right, but I'm hearing you say that because you're the Homeowners Association president, you have the right to be topless in the jacuzzi.
You know, you're going to miss the whole point.
Why do you keep saying that? It's because you worked so hard.
It's because I worked hard.
But if your husband's going to talk, can he get on the extension or something? Having him yelling in the background.
It's because I worked, Phil, very, very hard that this woman wants to drag me down. So the first thing she wants to do is, like a lot of women, say, you know what, I don't like her. She just had her breast enhancement. I'm flat. I think what I'll do is make a motion at the Homeowners Association meeting to strip her of her presidency.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley here about the Summertacular, a charity event where they raised $300,000 for a variety of charities over the weekend. I know you worked really hard, but if I'm hearing you right, saying because you worked so hard and because you are the Homeowners Association president, that your husband pulling your top off in a jacuzzi, you know, in a common area, is okay.
Well, when you say it's a common area,
well, it wasn't your home. It wasn't in the privacy of your home.
No, it was not, Phil. And no, it ordinarily wouldn't be anything that I would appreciate. I think you can overlook a husband's exuberance and pride in his wife, that she has worked so hard. And there is a pride that men have. It's childish. I don't understand it myself. I don't think any women really do. But men take pride in how large their wife's chest is. It's one of those crazy things. And
yeah, it's an understandable thing, Mr. Hendry.
All right. So your excuse for this, Mr. Dooley, is that you had an understandable pride in the size of your wife's chest?
In the context of the argument she's having.
Because you have to understand, Karen Southgarden had come over. She was being very mean-spirited. She was being very phony. She was congratulating me on a great... Well, you know she's a liar. You know it. I know it. We all know it. She is a crawling liar. And to say, oh, congratulations, when you know she's jealous of the fact that I had raised all this money, I think Steve was trying to cut down to the very basic there and just say, you know what, I'm very proud of my wife and the work she does, and here's what you've got to do battle with. And he pulled my top off.
And Miss Southgarden, I take it, you said is flat-chested.
Steve, when you...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Well, these people are proposing to strip you of your Homeowners Association presidency, which has never been done in the history of your organization. They are saying that what you did was basically indecent. It was indecent exposure. I understand a police report was taken?
I don't know. I didn't talk to any police, and I think that was beyond... It was beyond base. It's private property, so the police aren't going to act. And we happen to know the police in this area. They're not going to do anything about it. And Phil, I want you to know something. I've put in so much work for this Homeowners Association. I raised $300,000. if they think for 1 minute they are going to take the presidency of the Western States Homeowners Association away from me because some woman and her husband are upset that another woman and her husband happen to be very proud of what they do, and one man takes understandable pride, yes, in the size of his wife's chest, then all bets are off. It's on, as the kids say, you know. But no, you cannot strip anyone of their homeowners association presidency because they had a couple of margaritas, because they raised a lot of money, and because they happened to embarrass you and the size of your chest, you know.
And the size of your chest. Do you guys really think that this is where it's at?
I think it is with the husbands because this is my pride.
Steve is making a point. Her husband pushed her into this.
Well, all right, like a man is going to push his wife into a fight with another family on legal grounds, or maybe on the grounds that there was an indecent act happening there at the pool and there were children around, which my understanding there were.
If there were, I didn't see them. And I can assure you, if I'd known there were children there, I would have turned my back to them.
All right, well, there were kids there. But for a guy to take pride in the size of his wife's chest to the point where he's pulling her top off and saying, this is what you've got to do battle with, because that's what the quote was.
Well, you have to understand it. That's how women are.
Women do go toe-to-toe with each other, Phil, based on chest size. They won't admit to it. But there is often, I don't know what you'd call it, there is often a division, I guess, between women. You see a lot of women who have larger chests hanging out with each other, and ones who have a smaller chest, they gather together. And there's a squaring off, if you will.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, as Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association, an association of 75 homes in the West Hills, they have proposed to strip Ms. Dooley of her presidency and Mr. Dooley of his vice presidency. Apparently, she was topless in a spa this weekend. And their reason for this is nothing more than a husband's pride in his wife at working really hard. They were having an argument with another couple that apparently was challenging them for leadership in the HOA. Mr. Dooley pulled his wife's top off as a way of defiant challenge to the other woman, saying, here's what you got to do battle with. And of course, we get down to the smaller politics of women who compete with each other based upon chest size. I've never heard of this before. And I've certainly never heard of a homeowners association president claiming immunity because, as the homeowners association president, she's allowed to do whatever she wants within the confines of the walls there. The number here is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Now, the Summer Tackler just wrapped up on Saturday. They raised $300,000. Congratulations to them for that. They had a pictorial in the LA Times. That's great. But at 10 o'clock on Saturday night, as they had margaritas, the president of the HOA had her top pulled off in the hot tub by her husband as a way of saying, check these out. This is my wife. 1-800-449-8686. I'm not familiar with homeowners associations in terms of the presidencies. And I know that you guys have been in charge. Well, in charge is a funny way of putting it up there for a long time. But what do you mean when you say that you are the president and you have the right to be topless?
So I didn't say that.
Well, you said your husband pulled your top off there in the jacuzzi.
What I told you is this, and I don't want you to, you know, misrepresent what I'm saying. What I told you was very simply this, that as the Homeowners Association president, technically, this is all private property. Okay?
I know that it's all technically private property. You're all within gates there.
Yes. As the Homeowners Association president, I technically have the right to treat the entire area as private property. I would never do that because that does give me the right to go into people's homes, and I would never do that. And
I just want to be clear. You have the right to go into someone's home.
You do technically, yeah, as the HOA president for the term of your presidency, but you really never abuse that. You know,
what would be the occasion for a person in a homeowners association president to go into someone's home?
If you have concern that a woman is being beaten, if you have domestic violence concerns, if you feel a child is being molested, if there is some question as to adherence to architectural design, interior design, and the CCNRs, these are all very, very important. If you have a concern, for instance, that they are misusing their property, you do have the right to walk in.
Do you have a master key to these homes?
I don't have a master key, no. But I do have the right to go to the front door if it's unlocked, if not, to knock on the door.
So in other words, if I'm not home, and for whatever reason I left my house unlocked...
You've got to understand, Mr. Henry, not to take it out of context. It's not the right thing to do.
No, we don't still... We're not walking into people's homes.
No, but I want to know. You got the legal right to walk into somebody's house.
Well, that's really not what we're talking about here, though. We're talking about something very, very different. We're talking about my husband good-naturedly pulling my top off at the jacuzzi pool. Now,
all right, look at if you've got the right to have your top pulled off, or to even take your top off, or to even be naked...
Which we would never do. See, once again, you're going into an area that would never, ever happen. And we said so at a homeowners association meeting.
Yeah, we said at the homeowners association, basically, we have the right, but we'd never do it.
We do have the right, but we'd never do it. Now, what happened on Saturday night was a husband being very exuberant, very proud of me. He pulled my top off because a woman was being very rude to me.
Well, if this woman's being rude to you, and the way to knock her off or to knock her back a few notches is to have your top taken off, so what? So she can see how large your breasts are?
Well, the thinking is, yes. It's a little intimidating when you're talking to another woman, and she obviously is dealing with a woman who has larger breasts, yes.
Absolutely.
And
well, what is that? I don't know what that's going to do.
Well, but what it's going to do is it is a statement, if you will, of power. You're coming from a position of power. Now, I am sorry that it scandalized people at the pool, but I can assure you the letter of the law is I do have the right, yes, to even have my top pulled off at a pool. And we would never invoke this, Steve.
No, we wouldn't if we hadn't been challenged. But the challenge scandal was... Been going a hard time.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry show with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk about the incident there at the Western Estates Homeowners Association on Saturday night. This started at around 10 o'clock when Ms. Dooley and her husband were in the jacuzzi. It was right after you guys had wrapped the celebration.
That's correct, yes.
And you got into the jacuzzi with your husband. Now, you say you had a margarita.
We only had one margarita, yeah.
All right, and Mr. Dooley got exuberant to the point where he pulled your top off while you were talking to some woman who was being rude. She was a political rival.
Well, her name is Karen Southgarten, yes. And
All right, I just want to get the facts right. He made some statement about, yeah, well, deal with these or something like that. Now, on Monday today, the minutes of the meeting show that she introduced a motion that apparently the acts of you and your husband were incorrect, improper, they wanted to censor you guys, and they wanted to have you stripped of your presidency, and you are claiming she doesn't have the right.
She absolutely does not have the right, no, Phil. But the Constitution of the United States says that the president is immune from prosecution. That can be carried down to even a local level, such as a homeowners association presidency, and that's when you're dealing with people that are homeowners, they may know a lot about the real estate or about their own lives or their own businesses, but when you deal with things as complex and as far-reaching as the Constitution of the United States, and you take a woman like Karen Southgarten, and there are a lot of women like her, who's jealous of the fact that I'm the president of the Homeowners Association, and you say to her, you know what, Karen, the Constitution says that I'm immune. You ought to watch what happens to a woman like that. She almost falls over backwards because she knows she's in over her head.
No doubt about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joining us here is Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Do you agree that what you did in that hot tub was unseemly?
I don't understand. In what way?
Having your husband pull your top off.
he was a man proud of his wife. And, you know, some men wish.
Yeah, some guys wish.
Some men wish.
What does that mean, some men? They had a wife with a large chest?
You know what, Phil? No comment. I won't even dignify that.
Well, I think that's essentially what you're saying. 1-800-449-8686. Carmine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm Paul from Florida, and I was a director and also the president of an HOA.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, HOA is governed by the state, not the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number two, a president only has the vote, one vote, like everybody else in the association,
mm-hmm.
and they can't do what they want to do.
Well,
number three, 90% of the time or 99% of the time, wherever you are, there's no drinking at the swimming pool. It's common area.
Mm-hmm.
Common area is owned by all the people who live in the association.
Wait, obviously, the rules are different where you work.
No. The Constitution isn't going to give you the right to show your breast or drink or do whatever you want to do.
Well, I'm saying this is California. This isn't Florida. And the
well, it doesn't matter where
different.
It is.
Well, yes, it does matter where
sure
it is.
And I'm sure that California's, all these rules are predominantly the same.
Well, you're wrong there. I'm telling you. I mean, I don't
and
know.
She can get you out. Florida has a recall
Florida,
vote.
Here we go in Florida again. I'm not in Florida.
I can get the president out at any time.
Look, I'm very glad that you're in Florida, but we're not. We're in California, and
yeah, well, let me
a little
see.
Bit
you should have a little
here.
Class, lady, on what you're doing at a swimming pool because
well,
you're
I
totally
do.
Out of line.
But
thank you very much.
Constitutionally, I have the right to show my breasts. Thank you very much.
All right, well, that's Carmine, the president of a homeowners association in Florida.
A couple points, Mr. Henry. Number one, Florida is not California. I mean,
who does he think he is, anyway?
All right. I understand that.
That's number one. Number two, in the state of Florida, they may not allow drinking at the pool, but in California you can if you've got it in a plastic container.
You have to have it in a plastic container, but you are allowed to have some alcoholic beverages around the pool in California. And also in the state of California, which makes it a little bit different from other states. And maybe this is why... Well, maybe this is why we haven't had the large terrorist attacks out here that they've had back east. But
oh, no, that is not even cool.
Well, the fact of the matter is we are allowed to go into people's homes as the Homeowners Association president. And I say thank God in light of what happened in London last week.
Boy, nothing like getting some politics in there, huh?
Well, it happens to be true, Mr. Henry.
Phil, it's true. Let's face the music. What happened in New York... What happened in Florida with the anthrax, what has happened in Virginia with the anthrax, and in London, here in California, the Homeowners Association president has the right to walk right into your home and basically say, you know what, I think I'd like to see your checkbook. And that, I think, is what makes this a very, very special place to live.
Bobby and Steve Dooley. I can tell you right now, it's one of the reasons why my wife and I have never joined an HOA, why we've decided never to be a part of something like this, because I do personally think it's very intrusive.
Well, Phil, you know, we do live behind gates, and it's different.
Well, that's nice that you live behind gates, but the fact of the matter is, I there's no security in the world that I would desire where I would sacrifice the security of keeping the Homeowners Association president out of my house. And if you don't mind me making a joke, even if you walked into my house with your top off.
Well, that is very funny, Phil, but...
You should be so lucky, Mr. Henry.
I'm sure that I should. 1-800-449-8686. Bruce, go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Bruce.
I live in California, and I am the president of the Homeowners Association here in California.
Of the Homeowners what?
I live in Camarillo.
Uh-huh.
And you are just totally wrong. You have no more right in that community than anybody else who lives there.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot go doing whatever you want and think that that's your private playground, because it's not. It's the association.
Are you
the
president?
The people that live there.
Are you the president of your HOA?
Yes, I am.
Well, what do your CC&R say concerning security?
Concerning security?
Yes.
But we have a private security that comes around each day and each evening and monitors.
Are you ancillary to that? In other words, are you an officer with that security company? Because that is part of our CC&R. The Homeowners Association president becomes an ancillary officer in the security capacity.
That has nothing to do with that. You're saying that as the president,
mm-hmm.
that you have the right to, that's your private property. And you're wrong. You don't have that right.
Well, no, I didn't say I had the right. I don't abuse that right. That's what
I'm
saying.
He said if you wanted to show your breasts, you had the right to do that.
Yes.
You wouldn't do it,
that
you
is
have
true.
The right. You don't have that right. You
well,
have no more right than anybody else in that association. Period.
I don't know where you live, but where we live, there are a lot of women who are very jealous of the fact
has
that
nothing to do with
I just
it, lady.
Had breast enhancement. Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with it.
All right, now,
you're
Bruce,
abusing
this is...
your. She's abusing her power as president,
uh-huh.
And it's a horrible thing.
Do you have the right to go into it? Do you have the right to go into someone's home?
I have no right to go to anybody's home. I have no right to exceed. We have time limits on our pool. We have no. I have no right to exceed that any more than anybody else.
Can I ask the gentleman a question, Phil?
Go ahead.
If I were in that jacuzzi, if you were in that jacuzzi with me, and I dropped my top and you saw my breasts, are you really going to complain? Ah, yes. See, that's my.
Am answer. I going to complain?
Yes. There, you
if,
just
it, gave, if you know, if somebody accidentally lost something, that's a problem. That's
you just
their
gave
issue.
Me my answer.
No.
Well,
no
the man's saying if.
No, I did not give you an answer, lady.
Yes, you did. You said basically it wouldn't bother you.
No, I'm saying is if there was an accident. I'm not going to make a complaint about it, but if somebody were out there flaunting it, and they're the president, and they are supposed to be a better example, then I would probably try to get you out of there like the other lady wants you out. If I were in your association, and with your attitude, I would do everything in my power to get you kicked out as president.
Even if you didn't.
Because you're abusing your position.
Well, this gentleman knows, Phil, as well as I do, that if you've had a couple of margaritas, you're not exactly able to...
Stupidity doesn't give you the right to do that.
No, hold on for a minute. You know as well as I do that any homeowners association meeting, if you bring up the fact that you had a couple of margaritas, people are going to back down.
No, they're not. They're not anymore.
They're
not going to be. They're not as stupid as you are.
You call me stupid. I raised $300,000 for our local charities. How much money do you raise for charity?
Smart.
Well, it does make me someone that works for her community.
Well, that's fine,
and,
but you also abuse your position in your community.
So in other words, you call it abuse when a woman when you see lovely breasts. You feel
I could care less, sir. I could care less what her breasts look like. She's abusing her position.
Right. That's what the gentleman's
saying.
That's
the only point.
Yeah.
But my point, Mr. Henry, if I could say it, this man feels he's being abused when he sees a woman's breast. That's kind of weird to me.
No, when you say that I can go anywhere I want in a community because I'm president,
yeah.
Or I can show my breasts because I'm president, that is abusive and that is ignorance in your part.
Yeah, but I don't see how you feel like you're being abused when you see a woman's boobs.
That has nothing to do with it, sir. You're as dumb as she is, obviously.
You know, you really love to call people names, Bruce, but I'm the one that raised $300,000, and our community was in the L.A. Times 2-page color pictorial. Thank you.
But you raise money so you can go out and abuse your position. That's a great deal for you.
Well, if you call seeing two perfectly formed breasts $15,000 apiece abuse, Jesus.
All right, the man's made the point, though, that it's abusing your position. All right, Bruce, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Abusing his position, yeah, I'll bet.
That guy would have been all over a jet in that pool so fast.
All right, hold on for a minute. All right, 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with Bobby and Steve Dooley about her being the Homeowners Association president. She raised $300,000 for a charity. She's all that and a bag of freaking chips, so why can't she show her breasts in the jacuzzi on a Saturday night? My request for the past is Vernon Dozier. This is a request from the past, I should say, is Vernon Dozier, real estate agent. This is where Vernon... He didn't want no looky-loos, baby. This is from Bill requesting Vernon Dozier, real estate agent. Here's this hour's Vaseline flashback from the past.
Mr. Dozier,
yes, ma'am.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
If you went into a house to buy it and were treated the way that you're treating people, what would you do?
I would shake the man's hand and thank him for dealing with me straightforward.
Well, I've got to tell you this.
What kind of a question was that? How did you think I was going to answer that question?
Well, I just wondered where you were coming from. Well, I would like to tell you this. My husband and I have bought 15 homes. We had a great number of rentals that we bought and sold. And if I ever had a real estate
agent... So you're not happy with the homes you live in?
Pardon?
You were not happy with the home you were living in?
We build homes, and after we build them, in 5 years we sell them, and we build another home, and we sell it, and
why
we build another home.
So you're not happy with the homes?
I didn't say I wasn't happy with the
home. Why are you selling them? You're
because
building it,
we,
you live
because
in it,
we,
it.
we like building homes and selling them. It's the way we create a pretty good estate for ourselves. And what I wanted to say to you is...
Oh, so then you know what I'm talking about. Somebody walks in and says, hey, Carolina, is that toilet, does that flush?
Well,
you want to kick that guy around the street.
Mr. Dozier...
yes, ma'am.
I've gone to a number of different open houses. I go sometimes just to see what kind of a person the realtor is showing the house, so when I go to list the house, I know who I want to list with.
Well, there you go. See, now you're the kind of person that would make me angry, because you're not
not
coming in to sell. You're not coming in to buy. You're just coming.
No, but do you hear what she's saying? She wants to see how the realtor is treating the people.
Well, you would enjoy my method.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Yes,
well,
You should see me in action.
No, I don't need to see you in action. And, in fact, if you were in my home, you'd be kicked out faster than you're kicking the people out of the homes that you're showing.
Phil, can I ask you and Caroline Solis, I just want to say goodbye to this one lady here.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you don't need to say goodbye to me.
She's not saying goodbye to you, Caroline. He's talking to a customer he's got at the open house. Let me ask you, Caroline, you're in the real estate business?
I took real estate courses, and when I retired after working at the University of California...
You and your wife get out.
Are you telling somebody to get out?
I sure did. Get out. I don't want your business in here, piece of crap. Some scumbag.
I cannot believe this.
Can you believe this guy?
I can't believe this.
I don't understand. I do. I'm very firm in my business, Caroline, and I know that women love a firm hand. I think you would enjoy what I can do for you as a real estate agent.
I wouldn't have you for a real estate salesperson. If you were the last person on earth, I'd put out a sign on my own.
Do you know what I do? I save you the time of having to deal with a lot of lightweights, people that aren't serious.
No.
I get the serious people.
Caroline, I wanted to ask you, this is Phil Hendry. It's interesting, you're building and selling homes. That's a terrific way of
We have created we've created a very nice estate.
Crown molding, huh? You know how many times people ask me that?
Can you hear this guy? Because I can hear him in the background.
Crown molding? All right, you and whatever that is you're with. Is that your wife? Get out.
Can you believe he's talking to people like this?
Is he for real?
Sir?
Is Caroline there?
Yes,
I'm here.
Can I get your business card? Because I'd really love to sit down and talk. I got some ideas.
I'll tell you, I said I took real estate courses, but I never sold real estate because I found out it was more profitable for me to do what we were doing.
Oh, absolutely. I think what you're doing is great, but I would love to be able to agent for you and to... Hey.
No.
Get your hands off the counter. I would love to agent for you and whatever I can
do. Listen, you would never be an agent for me because I would never have a person like you even show my home.
Caroline, this is Phil Hendry again.
Yes.
I'm interested in the idea of building and then selling. Do you bring in an architect?
We sketch a plan.
And I'll tell you something, I'll smack that out of your hand.
Hey, hold on for a minute. Mr. Dozier?
Yes.
Who are you yelling at?
What business is it of yours? I'm trying to do
I'm listening to you yelling that you're going to smack somebody.
Some kid's flushing the toilet over here. I got a business to run. What's the matter with you?
Anyway, Caroline, tell me a little bit about... you bring in an architect and then you plan and set...
We usually sketch out a plan, pretty much what we think is...
Didn't you? I told you not to flush the toilet again.
There it is, our flashback. It's Vernon Dozier, real estate agent. He belted some kid there flushing that toilet, man. You go into a house that he's sitting on. Brother, you better be ready to buy. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show tonight. We'll have a couple of emails we're going to read from you. We're going to have a visit tonight as well from Don. A very, very brief visit, actually, from Ted Bell, not Don Parsley. Don Parsley, he was going to be on, but I didn't buy the whole story that he was married to J.K. Rowling and she left him and the kids helpless, and he needs some of her royalties to get by. Anyway, we'll have a little bit of that, a little bit of something else, and also, as I mentioned, the email, and of course, our webcast coming up on the 29th of July. You have to sign up for that at our website at www.philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.